If you already have as a school a content management system or VLE, some way of delivering learning activities in a structured way to your students, then this little tool probably isn't for you. But Web Poster Wizard is an amalgamation of some other tools designed originally by the University of Kansas. But they're released and they're free for teachers to use. And the idea is that it's a means by which you can create classes of students, then create resources that for them to access and for them to submit their finished product based on the activity that you set. It's fairly simple and straightforward to set these activities up, especially if you're familiar with a VLE and the way that it works. But even for a starter, the help is very helpful. It's set out in a clear and systematic way, and takes you through all the activities that you need to do, all the tasks that you need to complete in order to get some resources up for your students. The kinds of resources that you create, if you think worksheet but delivered online, and the activities, well, you're working online, as you might expect, they're activities that you would be asking your students to do, which are based on web resources, so things that are already on the web. So the starting point is that you need to create a class first of all. So setting that up is easy. Just give it a name and give it some put in the information that it requires. That will generate a class code, so that when your students log or create their accounts in Web Poster Wizard, by putting in that class code, they'll be registered automatically into your class. Then you create your worksheet. You enable students to make what they call posters. That's their submissions, their sort of responses to the activity that you've set. Although you don't have to, it just might be an online worksheet for them to work from. But if they do make their own, you're able to then view them, and if you feel it's appropriate, you can showcase some exemplary work. It might be a good way of providing example materials where you want to bring out certain teaching points and the responses that they've created. The worksheets that you create and the resources or responses that the students produced are very similar. You simply pop some text in, title, subtitle, and then some instructions. You add in any appropriate links, add an image if you want, do a little bit of fiddling to change the look and feel a little bit, and then it's already submitted to your class. When the students add their responses, they follow a similar process, so it's all consistent.